Excellent. So, Palm Sunday. Celebrations. Great celebrations. And later on in the week, we're going to be gathering together on Friday, Good Friday it's called, about 10:15 at Christ the King Church. There's going to be a walk of witness. We're all going to be invited to join in that. Do come along, 10:15, down at Christ the King Church. Notice also around the church this morning these lovely posters depicting different stages of the cross. Perhaps you'd like to just spend some time during this week or over Easter just coming and having a look round at these posters, just seeking what's God saying to you through those. But we weren't at this event, this first event, but I want to run through the characters and those involved and just to say, I wonder what they felt like on that first day. What do we feel like? What does Palm Sunday mean to us? Are we in a celebratory mood? Well, let's have a look at those characters that Ella so eloquently read to us from the story from Luke. Let's start with the first ones, the two disciples. If you were those disciples, what do you think you would be feeling when Jesus says to you, go off and you will find that colt? You've been with Jesus. Are you encouraged to go and believe and trust what Jesus is saying? You step out, you go forward, you go down the road to this little village. And there, just as Jesus says, is this colt waiting for you, just as Jesus prophesied it would be. What would you feel like inside? Do you feel, here's someone you can trust? Here's someone you've got faith in? Here's someone who really is quite kingly, quite majestic, quite amazing? They obeyed. They trusted. Perhaps they celebrated when they saw that this colt was there. Yes, it's there. Let's untie it. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Said what? Said the owner. The owner of the colt. What did he think? I wonder what he thought. Here was his, perhaps, colt, his special pride, and yet someone's going to take it. What would you think if someone comes and stole your Mercedes or whatever? Would you be happy? Oh, yes, take it. Yes, take it. No problem at all. I don't know. It's an interesting one, isn't it? If you were the owner of that colt and you said, what are you doing? And the response is, well, actually, the Lord needs it. Oh, right. You take it. Now, I said this to Mrs. Fitz one day. I said, look, I love your car. And I said, I need it. And she said, no, I couldn't have it. No, there you go. But here it's recorded that the owners were willing to let the little colt go. Perhaps they had an inkling of who the Lord was. Don't know. And what about the cult itself? Hadn't thought about that one. I wonder whether that cult knew what it was going to be doing. Quite an amazing thing, really. Here was an unridden cult going to be used to carry the Saviour of the world. What an amazing thing. I wonder whether he celebrated as if Jesus rode on him. No saddle had been placed on his back or her back, but the disciples put their cloaks over them. Do you think it would be frightened? All these people around, shouting, praising. Interesting. It was willing to be used to be carrying the Saviour of this world all the way from this place into Jerusalem. And what about the people? The people round about. Imagine you were in the crowd. Perhaps you could see something quite special going on. You didn't quite understand what it was. Are you there? What do you do? What's going on? Hey, what's happening this morning? Who is this person? Perhaps, just perhaps, you might be encouraged to join that crowd. They were excited. We encourage you to be excited and wave your palms this morning. But what were they looking for? You're here this morning. What are you looking for? They were looking, perhaps, for this earthly king. Perhaps not quite the king that it turned out to be. They celebrated. They spread their cloaks, which was the normal thing for welcoming someone very special in front of this parade. They cut the palms down and they waved them to celebrate. To celebrate this king. Do you think they knew who he was? Did they really understand who he was? This morning, do you understand what Jesus and who Jesus is, really is? Then there were the many disciples it was described in this particular passage. The many disciples who celebrated and started to praise God by saying all sorts of things. They said, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." They declared that Jesus was King, coming in the Lord's name. The disciples realized that this was Jesus, the King. Did they realize, though, what was going to happen about a week further down the line? Did they realize that Jesus was here for a reason? He was not to just be the ruler king. He was to be the Savior of the world. But hold on a minute. Here were these other people called the Pharisees. What do you think you're doing? Tell these people to be quiet. Stop them shouting. Did you realize that the Pharisees have been planning and plotting to kill Jesus? We read in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, which is fairly early on in Mark, the Pharisees were plotting to kill Jesus. So they were watching. They were making sure that he didn't step out and do things that he shouldn't do, that they feel was wrong. Perhaps they didn't celebrate at all. Perhaps they were somewhat critical, to say the least, of our Saviour. But then there's Jesus himself. I wonder whether Jesus, in his heart, I wonder what he thought. Was he celebrating? Perhaps not. In fact, we read in the next verse, 41, that he wept over Jerusalem. So what was Jesus intending to do? He was seeking to be obedient to his Father. He knew that his job, his role, was to go to the cross for you, for me, for the world, and all the things that we have done that have caused us to be separated from God our Father. He was willing to go to Jerusalem. He was willing to be obedient. He was offering the world a new beginning. He was stepping out in obedient faith. John 3:16 to verse 18 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believed in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And whoever believes in him is not condemned. But whoever does not believe, sadly, is condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." Here was Jesus on his journey, looking down over Jerusalem, crying over it, offering himself to be the Saviour of the world. Amongst all that celebration going on, here was Jesus on that journey to do it for you and for me, for the world. So what about you and me? We were not part of the first Palm Sunday, but we are part of this world at this moment. When you look at what Jesus did for us through what is shared in the Bible, what's your view of Jesus? Are you seeking to worship him, honor him, praise him? Have you invited him into your life? And perhaps you have invited him into your life, and yet you feel you stepped out of it a bit and you want to recommit yourself. Are you seeking a new way of life? Are you seeking the truth? Jesus said, in John 14, verse 6, it says, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." This morning, Jesus says, "Come to me." Let's celebrate together. Let's enjoy, despite the sadness of Easter on the cross, there is a celebration beyond that. There is good news for us all. Jesus loves us all. We are here this morning on Palm Sunday to celebrate that Jesus was willing to do this for us, to go to Jerusalem, to be obedient to his Father. As dear Roger Staley would have said, there was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. Hallelujah. What a Saviour.